The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Sydney's Southwestern Gateway, 100.3 FM.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You are here with Peter.
Yo.
Mad Mick.
G'day.
And Steve. Yes. Glenn will be joining us shortly. Big show this week. The footy finals are on.
What a pity Swans lost.
Well.
And Penrith.
Maybe next season.
Sharks are gone as well.
Did Sharks go as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Remember, that shark got released.
The shark did get released,
as you should release
it. Into the ocean, yes.
Also, a lot's been happening in the political, the media reform has changed now.
Yeah, but they've still got to pass it, but...
Well, I'm sure...
It's not fully passed yet. You've got to wait until August or when they come back in August.
I'm sure Bruce and Lachlan are very happy. And also Mad Mick Presents, Mick.
Oh, there's plenty of presenting.
Also, Pete's week, a lot has been happening in the local area, Peter.
It has been.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Sydney's Southwestern Gateway, 100.3 FM.
In the NRL news, Wright's right, Brisbane beat Penrith 13-6, and now next Friday they will now play the Melbourne Storm for a place into the final.
How's the finals looking there?
I was hoping Penrith would have won, so it would have been good. But I reckon it's still going to be probably a 1-2 Melbourne Roosters grand final.
Wow.
It's like that.
What about the Broncos?
They just won last night. They won't beat Melbourne next week.
You reckon the Roosters will get roasted?
I don't think so. Swans lost. My God, they lost.
How disappointing.
Terrible, you know. You know, Buddy Franklin only didn't get a goal. He only got four.
It's 57.
98-39 to Geelong, you know.
Wow,
and
60.
And the following week, Geelong got flogged by Richmond. So they came back and flogged
the best. Do you reckon the Swans thought they had the game beat, so they didn't try?
Yeah, probably. I reckon they probably thought, their favourites will win for sure. You know, they all fought before. You know, you get flogged one week and then you can come back the next week.
That's true.
Unexpected.
So, how's the Ice Dogs going?
Yeah. Oh, the season's done.
Oh, how do they go?
They don't play for very long, do they?
No, it's only the
2 weeks.
They play 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
How did they go?
They didn't do very well, unfortunately, Mick.
Of course. They never do.
They did last year, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They did really well. Melbourne won the finals.
That's all right. It's only a game. Why screw, put everything on the game, and when something loses, just say, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah, we had the US Open finals.
Yes.
As predicted, Nadal won. He won.
Yeah, of course.
Stevens won, as predicted.
You didn't really know.
Yes, I did.
Stevens. I predicted Stevens.
I said Nadal and Stevens are going to win.
But you didn't
win. I did too. That's a woman, isn't it?
Yeah. She versus...
Sloan Stevens.
Yeah, there you go.
She was 900 and something.
She beat Venus, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say Serena, but Serena didn't play. Serena's the pregnant... Well, not anymore. She has a child now.
She beat Pluto. Yeah. Venus, the moon.
Oh, that's terrible.
Davis Cup.
Yes, now the Davis.
John Millman went down to David Goffin in one of the games, but...
Curious one.
Yes, that's right. So...
Five sets, though.
Semi-finals, these are. Semi-finals, because there's another game on two, actually. So, you got the A-League coming up in a few weeks' time.
Ready.
All the finals are finishing up. Then the football, after the NRL season finishes, we still got football. We've got the World Cup happening, I think, a week or two after the grand final.
Union or league?
The women's, both of them. Women's,
and how are they looking, though?
They've got both of them. Pretty good, I reckon. So,
right.
Yeah, it looks good, doesn't it? So we'll see what
does
happens.
It look good?
It does.
Oh, it looks wonderful.
There you go.
What is it?
The Rugby World Cup.
Yeah, that's coming up.
Boring.
See, there you go. It doesn't look
boring.
Good.
Boring?
What a stupid idea. World Cup with two people.
Yeah.
That's not a World Cup, then.
Most of the world's not turning up. It's like having the Tennessee World Cup.
It's just as bad as the American playing their gridiron or their baseball with World Cup.
Oh, you mean with baseball with the World Series?
Yeah, World Series, and they only play the Americans.
But to be fair, at least they've got more than one country.
How's cricket?
Cricket got the one day starting tomorrow afternoon.
Yep.
It's Sri Lanka, so that should be good. Got a few 5 one-day games, a couple of 2020s, and then after that, we've got the Ashes.
What about the Matildas, Pete?
I hear they're playing their first sold-out game.
Yeah.
What do you mean their first sold-out game?
Apparently it's their first one, that's what I heard.
What?
Yeah, their first ever.
That's disgraceful.
Radio the other day, it's their first ever sold out game.
Like, it's, yeah. Does everyone just realise they're really good?
Apparently.
And that the men's team's rubbish?
Maybe. All the men's teams are rubbish.
Not all of them are rubbish.
Well, yeah, every single one in existence.
Can we substitute the women as men? Get the women to play for men?
Well, ending up into a very...
That's a hot topic at the moment,
Mick. We could stick...
Gender fluidity is very
I just got my form in the mail. Calm down.
Did you?
Are you excited? I got it this week.
Oh, yeah, I got mine. Yeah.
Did you hold up on the light and see what you voted for?
Oh, no, yeah. I know what I'm voting for.
That's good. Most people don't.
Don't
they? I do.
I know. Actually, I do know a lot of people that are like, I'm just going to draw on it. I'm just going to... I'm like, well, what's the point of that?
No, you can't do that.
Yeah, you can do that.
Pete, you can.
But that's not real.
No force can stop you from doing it.
Yeah, but it won't be counted.
You'd be counted the dope category.
Yeah.
There's yes,
and it's a waste. What's the point of that?
Just tick the box.
I got in this disagreement with a friend. I'm like, well, what's the point of that? You're an idiot.
Do you tick the box or...
It kind of went like that.
Wow. Are they still your friend?
Yes.
Did you tick it or cross?
You tick it.
It doesn't say on there, tick or box.
Oh, God, it'll make people this.
It's either yes or no. It's not that difficult to answer.
But do you tick or do you cross?
What does that matter?
Depends if you vote. In the true voting, you're not...
Depends if you're happy or sad, I don't know.
If you're voting in the federal election, you have to cross the box.
Yeah.
But this is not the same.
It's a postal vote, so you tick it.
Then it'll be classed as a...
Because it's a postal vote.
It didn't say which way you had to do it.
Well, call your local government
enough. On this topic in sport, the NRL is right behind it as well. The NRL.
Is he Valauism?
How dare he have his own opinion?
Remember my ex-wife.
How dare he say he doesn't want
to. He doesn't like it.
Hopewate was right behind it. He gave it the thumbs up, apparently. Yeah. Anyway.
Back to sport.
Good for the NRL to make a stand.
Yeah.
Unusual, considering that most of their players are usually with dogs and stuff on Australia Day.
And punching women and bottling so each other.
Talk about NRL, that Todd Carney, Todd Carney.
What did they do this?
They decided to release him again.
From what?
So I didn't even know he was still there.
Oh, he was playing in the Super League. That's not even the Super League, but then they released him. So now it looks like he might be back.
Back to England.
In the NRL.
Oh, back. Oh.
Now, Winks, Pete. What's going on with Winks?
Yeah, we already talked about that.
It's amazing.
Being on time, yeah.
Well, sorry, I was watching your last race and it won.
Oh, right. Outside, yeah. Yeah, 20.
Can it retire now?
Can go as long as it wants.
Okay. I don't think so. I think nature will take its course.
It's black caviar.
Behind the shed.
Behind the shed.
Yeah.
No.
You've run 20, thanks.
That's it.
Wow, you can eat a horse, though. You can eat a horse.
I've never had a horse.
No, horse steak. Very
I've never had a horse steak. Kangaroo steak's very nice.
I've never had kangaroos.
It's very nice.
It's terrible.
It's very nice. I highly suggest
it. The Gypsies don't eat horse because that's part of their religion.
The basketball season was launched this week.
Both the men's and women's is going to be on TV.
I only won women's per week.
And Steve, disgraceful. You should have went to the Swans final, by the way.
I heard they lost, though.
They lost badly. Oh, my God.
What did you do, Steve?
I didn't go.
You should have went to Melbourne.
I thought I'd go for my first game. They did well this season,
though. But then if they played at Geelong, I think the Swans might have won.
Why didn't they play at Geelong?
Because they didn't. I played the MCG.
That's cheating.
See, they were confused. Buddy was confused.
He didn't know which ground to go at. Sure he was on the ground. Sure he played.
He did play. He played very badly. Oh, well, maybe next year.
Try again.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
Sydney's Southwestern Gateway, 100.3 FM.
Yeah. We hear you, Mick.
I hear you. I see you.
I feel like pee. Can I pee on the table? Oh, there's a pee on the table.
Mick just peed on the table, I guess.
Oh, you had a pee. So, and what is the occasion for that, Mick?
That doesn't work in an audio format.
Mad Mick's old visual gags. Great for radio.
Language is... English language is a stupid language.
Is it?
I can pee on the table. There's a pee on the table. A green pee on the table.
Yeah, but who says that I'm going to, like, have... can you get me some vegetables and a pee on the table?
And then throws a pee on the table.
Yeah.
Which restaurants do you go to, Mick? Not a very good one, clearly, obviously.
I left school at the age of...
If your restaurant's peeing on the table...
I'd be worried.
Give me school certificate, and I failed English.
So well, evidently, yes.
So he might be able to answer some of my answers.
I can see why you felt English answering some of your answers.
So, you might go to answers. What is a moronic? Does it mean it's a person who's talking about stuff who they don't know about?
No, you could know about the moronic.
That's not moronic.
Well, you could be. That's another way you can put it. I don't know. I don't
is
really...
that correct or not?
Who knows?
Because I got insulted this week.
It's one
did you
moronic.
Get called moronic?
Yeah, I'm moronic.
You're a moronic.
Isn't that ironic?
Because I saw this ad saying, oh, the school wanted my child to wear, asking if they wanted my son to wear a dress.
These commercials again, man.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is stupid. Half the world, more than half the world wear dresses. My best
mates wear dresses.
How do they look?
They look all right.
Okay. Apparently there's a school in Melbourne that changed their dress code to allow women, girls, to wear pants.
They're allowed to now.
They're allowed to now, because apparently in the dress codes, apparently in a quarter of the schools in Victoria, they had a quarter of them could not wear pants. They could only wear skirts. And then obviously this one little girl went onto a feminist rampage and obviously
and wore pants.
I want to wear pants, and the school agreed with her.
Wow. You
can wear dresses.
You can if you want. You can if you like. Yeah.
Men can wear pants too.
Doesn't worry me. Yeah.
The Greeks, Steve should know about this, Greek soldiers who are very
masculine. They used to wear skirts all the time. Yeah.
We're not mentioning what Steve wore in the studio today.
Middle Eastern men wear skirts.
Scottish people. And
imagine if you go to Mardi Gras on Mardi Gras night in Oxford Street, there might be a couple mixed.
Yeah.
So half the world the warriors wear dresses.
So
and this woman says, I don't want my son to wear a dress, and she's making.
Is she in an ad?
Yeah, she's in the.
Did you see that ad?
Oh, is that on the plebiscite thing where the boys can wear dresses?
Yeah, when the woman goes
to all men, all men's tribes who wear dresses.
Yeah, but you've got to think these people aren't used to that, whereas you are. As you said, you've got friends that do.
Yeah, Indians wear dresses, the males.
But I didn't think they were voting on that, though.
Hmm?
That's what people think they are.
Yeah.
Are we voting on that?
No, we're not.
We're not voting, but that's what they're.
Because otherwise it should be a few more than one question, because I really want to have a say on that. I want to have a say on what people should wear.
Yeah, everyone has to wear clown costumes.
Absolutely. I'm all for that.
Well,
these suits and ties. when are they going to be in the tie?
Yeah.
Bear the tie. I'm so sick of the tie. I'm sick of people in ties.
I hate having to wear a tie.
So, what are they hiding? What are they hiding, Mick, behind those ties?
When you go black tie...
what's going on with that?
Who wears a black tie?
I haven't just seen black ties where men get their black ties and wear nothing else. all the women wear a black tie and they see nothing else.
No.
I don't know where you are, Mick, but it's a
Mick, where are you hanging out?
Place.
You'd like to hang out the same vibe, wouldn't you?
Don't know about that.
Was moronic because she doesn't know what she's talking about, and the person who wrote that ad is a man because
she's an actor, Mick.
No, you don't put an ad on TV where it's not true.
Yes, you do.
That's what ads are all.
They've always been ads that are not
Mick,
true.
Mick, that's 101 of advertising: lie so people buy things.
No, but aren't they trying to win a bigger debate though? Obviously, no, they are, because the people that are. Traditional value people are obviously trying to go out there and saying, I want nothing to change. I want it back in the old days.
And that's what's happening with the churches.
Man and a woman, keep it simple. We can't have complications.
As we said, men, during the French Revolution, the church had no say on marriage.
And now they do.
And there was
that's fine. I don't mean to care for churches
and
to say marriage.
There was all through so Europe, life. When there was no Christian religion, or when there was no other religion, they all had still got married, but they weren't Christians. They weren't Muslims. They weren't Jewish people.
But Mick, does it matter if a church leader says he's against it? Because they're entitled to be against something. It may not be for them.
Yeah, depends if it comes.
They're allowed to say.
Depends
that.
If it's law, though, right?
They're saying false allegations, saying false things. And why should they say false things to try to sell their thing? And if they were taken to court, they'd be sued for falsely.
What?
But that's why you as a voter, Mick, need to make your own decision.
Yeah. But other telling people, this is why you don't vote yes, and it's all falsehoods. It's just like...
But has the yes campaign had any misleading advertising?
No.
Yes. Oh bullcrap, Mick.
I haven't seen any because I haven't watched it.
What about the High Court Challenge? The High Court Challenge. That was a load of rubbish.
And now all these protests as well.
The High Court Challenge should have been passed.
They reckon it's about love and equality, and it's about marriage.
It's about freedom of speech and saying what you want, but then when people but you know what I'm saying, then people are against it, and they're the worst, apparently.
And it's a human right, apparently.
Yeah.
To get married.
Is it a human right to...
But it's not a human right to get married. It's not in any human right act.
I've only been seeing that from the Yes campaign, to be honest, but...
I mean, it's not the Yes people that are very intolerant.
Yeah.
Not intolerant of intolerance. I think that's a fantastic...
It's very ironic.
It's ironic. Hey. To be fair, it's... I can't even intolerant of intolerance.
It's a bit silly.
I get a bit bored with it.
I think it's a bit silly. That's intolerant, man.
That is very intolerant. Can I vote no against that?
Burpa bird.
Haven't you ever heard of the Burpa bird?
No.
They fly past it really close. They
well, then, Mick, what about last weekend?
And there's also a fata bird.
Fata bird?
Yeah, they come around and do a burp. Bottom burp.
That's why I don't like birds.
Now, Mick, what about the Nationals last weekend? the National Party, trying to match Pauline Hanson. They were going to have a burqa ban. They were four votes short of the Coalition Party essentially putting a burqa ban as a policy of their party.
There's a lot of Muslim countries who don't like burqas.
Because they've got suicide bombers that turned up. That's also, most of the cases they've had where they've banned it, suicide bombers turned up, and that's the reason. We don't have that problem.
No.
We haven't had any suicide bombers in Australia, Mick.
No, we've had suicide people trying to kill other people.
Yeah, that's true, but they didn't wear a burqa.
In France, they banned the burqa.
They have, yes. But that's a very, they've got a very secular state, though. They don't believe in religion and state combined.
Yeah, we believe, we have the same thing. Religion is not to do with politics in here.
It is.
They still have it, and it's banned.
Not banned.
It is. It's in the Constitution, religion and politics are not supposed to coexist together.
I don't think that's strictly.
It is.
Well, someone may want to tell some of the people that vote in the Parliament then, because...
Yeah.
Of course. Mr. Fred Niles used religion so that
he's the Christian Democratic Party. So religion is allowed in this country. You can
but
if you want to have
religion is separated. Politics and religion are supposed to be separated. I'll tell you another thing. On Q&A, there was this Jewish woman who was a...
Jewish
rabbi.
Woman. Yeah.
And she was saying, oh, I don't care about marrying same-sex couples. She enjoys doing that. She liked to do it.
Yeah.
And
the Uniting Church is another one that doesn't have a problem.
Mm.
Catholic Church? Yeah, it's a bit sensitive.
Depends.
But then again,
and there was this
their track record ain't particularly
that. There was another church.
No way.
Where this woman was going to marry this bloke, and she believed in same-sex marriage, and the priest refused to marry her because she believed in that. That's wrong.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know, because apparently people kind of have their own opinion, and
yeah, but.
Well, can you imagine imagine if you're a baker right now, Steve, and all of a sudden you have all these gay wedding cakes coming to your baker, and you're going to have to make all these gay wedding cakes. It's terrible.
I don't think they're going to like that.
Well, that business I'll have.
Do the gay wedding cakes have a big smile on?
But apparently that's already illegal anyway. They can't discriminate against people making gay wedding cakes. No. If you go to a bakery now and then you want a gay wedding cake, they can't say no. Legally today.
So you do a Paris cake and that's a gay wedding? I mean, gay Paris?
Possibly. Yeah, I don't know. But apparently that's one of the arguments, right, too, against this. Like, if you vote no, you protect the baker from the gay wedding cakes scenario. What? But you can't discriminate against somebody because of their sexuality or their religion or anything like that already today. Mm. That's actually already law.
And you probably shouldn't.
Catch up. It's money. God, Christ. Capitalist society. Mm. Oh, Christ. Oh, dear,
as much money as you can. Uh-oh. You're going to annoy the churches.
I know, probably. Send our complaints to Mad Mick at PO Box 1420. He answers
and I'll pass it on to Glenn Burns.
Yes. Yeah, I'll write your response to your complaint that you got in trouble for, Mick. No problem. Happy to help.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors. 100.3.
Welcome back to the program. You are here on Saturday Night Live with Glenn, Peter, Matt, Mick, and Steve.
Big news this week. Big news. Apparently, Bambi's preschool, Pete.
Yeah.
Could be shut down.
What?
This is the biggest news since Disney.
Bambi got shot in Disney.
Disney, right off memory. Bambi got shot down.
Bambi's mum got shot.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, right.
Bambi was an
Bambi?
Orphan.
Well, Bambi's is apparently started this year, but it's Bardia's non profit Bambi Kindergarten moved from its Stephen Stones Road site, where the centre's been located since 1952, to
Where's
a new.
Campbelltown?
Near Bardia.
Where's Bardia?
That's you do not know where Bardia is, the happening heart of the
Southwest
Sydney Ingleburn military camp.
Oh, right. Because it sounded like it was from the Neverending Story.
Well, oh, not Narnia.
Really. I've got a prediction here. This may be a Neverending Story. But nonetheless, they have moved to the new site. The move occurred after the state government purchased their land and then for development purposes, because obviously that whole area is being redeveloped into another lovely housing estate. Cause we have houses. And apparently that's caused some problems because the council, Campbelltown Council, is being blamed, saying they might have shut their doors at the end of the year because of a delay in getting their premises sorted. They reckon the facility won't be ready until 2019. There's a dispute over the lease. They said the preschool only relocated because the council offered a non-for-profit centre a 31-year lease with a $1 a year rent. There was a verbal agreement, but they didn't push for it in writing, but then obviously that's all fallen through. So obviously.
But if it's a verbal agreement and there's witnesses to it, it's still classed as a contract.
But why are they getting a $1 a year lease?
I mean, that's incredible.
Like, I'm sorry. Mm. Like, that's not fair to other childcare operators.
Mm.
They're non-profit.
Who was the person who assigned or promised this? Does it say?
It was when negotiated with the council.
Who was the councillor or the person who negotiated for the council? And is there any link?
Well, this is their claim. We don't know whether it's true or not, so let's be careful what they're claiming. So then the other council city director said it was considered not considered appropriate of a 31-year lease, and there was never an agreement, according to the council. So there's a dispute over that case. It's always been their old premise of 65 years. Mm-hmm. Their concern is that they might have to increase fees if they have to pay a proper or a more expensive lease or a shorter term lease. So,
okay, so it's be subsidised by the council?
Which I don't know. It's kind of, why should one child tend to be subsidised and another not?
Depends on where it's at, because if it's in a low income area.
Yeah, but there's other child care centres in low income areas that aren't subsidised. There's an argument here that it's not a fair.
I think all child care things should be run by the government. No, run by the government, so it's non for profit. Because the Russians used to do that in their communist countries.
How did that end up for them?
They fell all pretty good.
And what happened to communism lately?
Oh, not, they're not the biggest. Good. Communism is the biggest and most powerful country in the world, China.
Yeah, they're kind of.
They never fell, do they?
Yeah.
Look at America. America's up and down, up and down.
A little bit capitalist, though.
Look at England. They're up and down, up and down.
You might have check your T-shirt there, Mick. They're a little bit capitalist. They ain't particularly the old socialist.
They're still a communist
China
state.
China non-profit, let me tell you now.
Remember, China is a communist, still a communist
but
country.
But not non-profit.
Oh, definitely not.
I don't think there's many non-profit organisations in China.
No. Yes, there is.
No, there's not. They don't have a pension, Nick.
Yeah, because they need a pension. Oh, they used to have it.
No, they got rid of it. Mm. They've got American-style healthcare. Mick, they are socialist by name, communist by structure, not by nature.
And communism is what made them so powerful. Mm. But I'm not a communist supporter, but I believe in socialism. That's why I look like Karl Marx.
Is that why you got a beard?
All right. There's a boxing match that could happen. I hope so. It'd be good to see. Bradbury's boxing champion, Tommy the Titan Brown, oh, great guy, has caught out Mundine the Man to come out, declaring him he will punish him and he'll make him quit. I hope so. The 34-year-old challenged Mundine to take him on in front of a sellout Campbelltown crowd. You know what? If this happened, the brother of David Brown, who died at England RSL Club in 2015, said he hoped the fight would take place before Christmas. And you know what? I hope so. Campbelltown Stadium.
Mundine's going to come out, is he?
No.
Campbelltown Stadium.
I'd like to see this at Campbelltown Stadium, like just on Christmas.
There's long odds there.
Brown, fight Mundine, and you know what? I'd be there. I'll be there to see him get smashed.
Mundine will probably win, though.
No, he won't. Mundine is now 42. Tommy's 34.
And
it's time for Mundine to finally finish, and get knocked out completely and no more. Quit. So, Tommy.
That's not nice.
Tommy, you're going to do it for all of us in MacArthur. You're going to hit him and hit him hard. And you're going to make sure he never comes back.
Why, Mundine's a good fighter, though. I'm sure he'll do fine.
He's a great Australian.
And you know what? He wants to come back and play in the NRL. That ain't going to happen, however.
Why not?
NRL won't register his contract.
How do you know that?
He's too old. And if he even plays for Dragons...
That's discrimination, Pete.
And if he does come back to the Dragons, you know where Dragons are going to end up? On the bottom of the ladder, which...
Well, you really do not like Mundine.
Oh, he calls himself the man. He's not the man, he's a wolf.
But he's won every fight.
He hasn't won every fight. He got knocked out.
He's won more fights than lost. So.
8 losses, 47 wins, and 3 by knockout.
So 47 wins and 8 losses. That's a pretty good record.
Yeah, well, time's up.
That's more fights than I've ever won in my life.
He's 42. Time's up. See you later.
I mean, he's losing 8 fights.
How old are you again? Time up. Get out of here.
I'm older than Mundine.
He'd be at the bottom of the ladder too.
Absolutely. Now talking about
good for you.
Talk about things that are getting old. The old busker band in Campbelltown's Queen Street.
That's still going?
Yeah, still going. I seen him today. Busker man.
He's banned, isn't he?
He's banned.
No, you can't be banned.
He should be banned.
Yeah.
Mitch. Terrible. So he's
got a band as well.
The band's been banned, that's right. So apparently Caledon Council 3 years ago had a ban in place. Mm-hmm. They then stuffed it up somehow and didn't actually reverse the policy properly. And now they've had to reconsider it and actually get it sorted. So at last, something exciting will happen in Queen Street. Because
it's boring.
Hey, if a busker turns up, that's the only thing that's happening in Queen Street at the moment.
We'll be entertained on a Saturday.
Queen Street is as dead as a dodo.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
It's like a ghost town.
So apparently that has got the green light after 3 years. But that's a disgrace. It takes 3 years to get rid of a pretty silly ban.
Yeah.
Now, MacArthur residents, this is going to be a big election issue in 2019. The toll roads, obviously the government announced a week or so ago, they'll get to, like, tinker and have, like, a daily cap, Opal style. Like, you have eight tolls in a week and you might, like, some grand scheme they're trying to think up of to try to, like, reduce the cost of this escalating cost on Sydney motorists. But there's also word they might extend the toll on the M5 Southwest Motorway.
They're talking about 41 years. An extra 41 years.
Yeah. Seen in place to 2066. That's meant to be paid off in 2026. But the thing I don't understand, the road's not really a tollway anyway, because a lot of people don't pay the toll anyway.
No.
It's kind of like a pseudo-socialist tollway.
It's not an expressway. It's not a...
It's a car park.
It's a car park. Why should you pay for
being car parking? Well, you pay for car parks.
No, you pay for parking.
It's just not where you want to go. That's how it's like designed for.
Not if you're a disabled park pensioner.
Well, you can't disable park on the highway.
No, they don't have a pension car. They have a 250 ticket on the motorway.
They flash a pension car and they go through.
Yeah.
You do not.
And also, there's another thing that's been revealed also this week, is that the M5 East is just going to have a toll on it as well, on top of this other M5 toll. Is they might even have another bit of that road that exits near the airport with another toll road, because they're not part of West Connects anymore. They've kind of just de-West Connects it. Now it's like East Connects, maybe, and that's obviously another
toll. What gets me is, if they want Australia to be competitive, and you're paying tolls and all these other things, you'll never be competitive. These are idiots of politicians.
Hey, they can charge as much as they like. I don't go on toll roads.
Me either.
I avoid them at all costs.
Exactly.
Quite literally at all costs.
And remember what's happening on the M4 now. Yeah. They're all going, doing rat running.
Now, here's even better. Mr. Ayres at the hearing, this is the great genius that we've got running. And it's from both sides of politics. So the Labor guys will always complain. But he reckons that the M5 could increase from 4 to 10 lanes.
Where?
4 to 10?
10 lanes.
They must have double-decker lanes. They must have one on top of the other.
Someone's saying double, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they're saying double. But 10 lanes. But then you have 10 lanes on the motorway, and then the road that the motorway goes off there isn't going to have like enough capacity to cope with the 10 lanes of motorway.
Especially if they have to go in or...
So let's just keep saying on the motorway and you're in a circle until you pay all the tolls up, maybe. I don't know.
No, it's the weakest link is where they converge all together, and they won't get it.
So, to be fair, Southwest Sydney gets off quite lightly, because if you live in Northwest Sydney or West Sydney, like the M4 used to have a cashback, now they have a toll without a cashback. So there's all these like weird arrangements. They need to have like a proper system where it's like if you go on a tollway, you pay, but it should be based on not when it was brought, but the service you get. Because it's ridiculous. Like, why should you pay for a tollway because it was built recently? And then it gets paid off. Like, it's not like...
Why doesn't the government...
Not the same motorist paid it off and wanted to use it today. You
what
might have
gets
moved
me is the government should be owning the tollways and using that.
No, they sell it off. Then they can build more stuff.
No, they can't build more stuff.
Yeah.
Because have you been on a sad day out at on the coming out to Camden Valley Way or going anywhere?
It's great fun.
There's, traffic is horrendous. And if you keep building and building, you'll be like Japan, China... You won't be able to scratch
yourself.
Japan's
awesome.
India.
But Japan's awesome.
And the pollution, that's health. But then it's going to cost them more money, hospitals.
But Mick, Japan doesn't have a 10-lane motorway in the middle of the city.
No. And we don't have like...
They have a bullet train.
Yeah.
See, that's what we need, a bullet train.
Yeah. They're not really dependent on... Middle of Tokyo ain't dependent on a motorway.
I didn't say middle of Tokyo. I said Japan.
Japan's awesome. I like Japan.
You can't even scratch yourself. There's so many people.
I try not to scratch myself.
You can't scratch yourself in Japan?
I bet you they do.
Well.
All right. A proposal for 143 terrace homes have been lodged by the Camden Council for vacant land fronting the main street in Mount Annan. The site adjacent the Mount Annan Marketplace and the shopping centre was bought by a developer worth $15 million in November of last year. The previous high-density development application by another developer to build 9 four-story apartments complexes on the site was rejected by the Camden Council, and they modified it and also knocked back by the Land and Environment Court. Now, the site is, previous applications were 9 was rejected, so a new development would be known as Mountaineer Residence.
Mm. Well, 9's a bit too many.
Yes. Yeah, you try going along at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock in the morning or afternoon, up along, try and go to Narellan Road.
Oh, no way.
There's no,
No, that's, talk about a car park, man.
Yeah, you have to think about people's, other people who are living there, not the people who you want to keep living there.
Yeah.
These developers are just so greedy, they don't give a stuff about anyone else.
It's all about money, man.
Money
rules the world.
Now, talking about money, there's outrage. Outrage absolutely drives a completely and utterly furious.
Yep.
Apparently, at Mount Annan, the petrol station there at Woolworths was charging $1.60 a litre for petrol. And the other one was at the less affluent, apparently, Mount Druitt, we're getting it for $1.26.
Wow.
And Harrington Park residents are up in arms, apparently. There's one guy that's complained about it and wrote it into the local newspaper. He just says, it's just frustrating. They do this with price. They use the exact same petrol from the ground.
Well,
it's not the same petrol. Clearly, it's not the same petrol.
It's organic.
Because obviously, the petrol at Mount Annan is different to the petrol at Mount Druitt.
Yeah.
Because clearly, they can't use the same
petrol. Oh, no, they get it from the same pipe, apparently.
Because clearly, it'd be very, like, that's a very extravagant pipe. That's a 50-kilometre pipe. Clearly, it's different petrol.
Well, don't buy E10 or the premium one.
He was complaining that apparently motorists was complaining to the paper was that the area's wealth can be influenced the price of the petrol barrels.
Oh, that could be true. That could be true. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, but look at the eastern suburbs. Eastern suburbs got the worst
that makes sense.
Prices.
We are getting royally shafted as being maybe seen as a little more affluent. At Harrington Park, affluent?
Harrington Park, I wouldn't call it affluent.
Affluent.
Come on. In that case, at the moment tonight, the most affluent suburb, isn't Mount Annan tonight, unfortunately. He's completely wrong. The affluence has moved tonight. Just checking the latest prices on the petrol bowsers. The affluent suburb tonight is Menai or Campbelltown.
I just put petrol in Campbelltown.
And Lansvale. So they're tonight's winners of the affluence test.
They're very affluent.
And unfortunately for this poor gentleman, Narellan has just gone down the affluence.
Do you know
it's not as affluent as it once was.
Yeah, do you know
I think mine was $1.14 today, so that was all right.
The federal government...
He's trying to shop around. I mean, he's buying the premium stuff. So now he's got an affluence problem. He's buying the premium petrol.
See, he's using the premium pipe.
Buy the cheap petrol.
The federal government took the price capping off the maximum they could charge. About 10 years ago.
Catch the bus, Mick.
Or an Uber.
No, it's too hard because you get wrapped around the wheels when you try to catch a bus.
True. I never tried
that. Well, sit inside the bus then.
Woolworths had responded that it aims to be competitive in a local fuel market. We act as a price follower and move our prices up and down to ensure we remain competitive. What a load of nonsense. I've been to petrol stations that are cheaper than Woolworths, even with your 500 dockets you've got to have.
Yeah.
I think they're not the most...
People use dockets?
Shove
the dockets. No, I refuse to go to...
Do you use dockets?
Shove a docket.
So annoying. Shove a docket, that's what I call it. Shove a docket. Why do I need to get a bit of paper and then, like...
Shove your docket.
I don't even read the back of the docket, I usually just throw it away.
Like, the docket now, when you go to the supermarket, is like 5 miles long. I brought, like, 2 litres of milk, and it's like, do you want to buy wine? Do you want to buy some petrol? Do you want to buy this? Do you
like,
buy
20% off butter.
Yeah, I just want my milk for $2 and no docket, please.
That's why I say no receipt.
No, they're taking it away now.
No.
Oh,
they have at Woolworths.
So Woolworths now has...
Yes, they have. I noticed that now.
Let's have our whinging about Woolworths segment.
Oh.
Now
that you mentioned that, I noticed that.
Because like, I was going, like, you still had the question, and now it's like, now I get this long bit of paper that's as big as a phone.
I know, because I remember it'd be if you spent a certain amount of money.
$30?
No, it'd be like $10 or $15 or something. Oh, yeah. And you wouldn't get a receipt. Now you get a receipt for everything.
No, you have to have a receipt. They're supposed to give you a receipt.
I don't want a receipt.
But if you don't
get a receipt... It's on my card.
That means some places don't give receipts. That means black money.
Black money when I buy my milk.
But I'm using my card that's proof of real money.
Yeah. But they can say, oh, you bought something. Oh, did you have a good receipt? No.
Check my bank statement.
You know, so, yeah, you bring your bank statement in.
Okay.
And 6 months later...
But why do I need to prove I bought milk? I really would have drunk it 6 months later. If I've kept my milk for 6 months, I've got problems.
Yeah.
You go back to Woolworths 6 months later. Oh, by the way, this milk was off.
Yeah. I bought this milk 6 months ago.
The other question is... You go into one shop, buy your groceries, and you go into another one and they say, where did you get this? Oh, you haven't got a docket? Oh, well, you're shoplifting.
Look, check your camera. I walked in with it, you moron.
Shirtlifting.
No, you don't want to do that.
It so annoys me. I hate dockets. They should get rid of all dockets.
I think they're kind of a waste.
I should be linked to an ID thing.
Hey, they've started. They've gotten rid of plastic bags. Next to dockets.
Nah.
We'll start the campaign today. Ditch the docket.
Ditch the docket. Make sense. Yeah, double Ds.
The double D. The Ditch the Docket campaign. I've got to
No, double D's are for bra.
Yeah, yeah.
That's our mascot, Mick.
We weren't going to go there, Mick.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
This is your radio station, 100.3 FM.
100.3. Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn, Peter, Mad Mick and Steve. Come up, this half hour we have television.
Yes.
A lot has been happening in the world of television.
We have to turn the TV on first.
Yeah, but you're on the radio at the moment. How good was Gruen this week, though?
Good.
Very good.
And how good was...
Hard cop.
That sounds. What about that soft? Sounds a bit sad.
It's hard cop and soft cop.
What did you say? Hard soft cop.
Soft cop. Yes. I said cop. Calm down.
Cop. I didn't say anything.
All right. How's television going?
Right.
Yes. Well, our toast report coming up next. But
well,
first,
Fox Sports and. They're getting together. We talked about this, the basketball, you know, the NBA.
We mentioned it in the sport report, yeah.
October 5th. So, yeah, the basketball.
Are you going to watch the women's WNBL?
one game on a Saturday, which I'll be here, so no.
Why not? You can record it, right?
I could, but I don't want to.
You're not very supportive of women's basketball.
Not really. I don't really watch much basketball, NBL anyway.
But the NBL is pretty good. Like, Glenn and I have been to a couple of games. And
yeah,
it's pretty
lately I think it's been a bit boring.
Only that guy that they have... Mike Goldman. Mike Goldman's a bit annoying.
Very annoying.
His Halloween episode was particularly...
That was... Yeah.
Was he wearing a mask?
Yes.
He was in the Beetlejuice costume.
Wow, that's really scarred your mind.
Yeah.
That's really scarred your mind.
I have nightmares of it.
Wow.
It's like, it's half-time.
Now, a crisis at CNN, unfortunately, there was a panel discussion. We can't play you the clip, unfortunately. but apparently one of the people on there...
just play it.
We can't, technically, but nonetheless.
Oh.
Can we play that?
Yeah, play it.
It's been bipped out.
We can do it. You reckon we can?
Yeah, we can.
We'll give it a whirl.
I think that's a bad move. I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I believe in only two things completely. The First Amendment and boobs. And so once they made the decision that they were
Hold on. I just want to make sure I heard you correctly as a woman anchoring the show. What did you just say? You believe in the First Amendment and BWBS?
Boobs. Two things that have only never let me down in this entire country's history. The First Amendment and boobs. So those are the only two things I believe in absolutely in the country. And so I don't think Jemele Hill should be fired. But I do think, straight up, that one...
He got cut off after that. And can he not count?
Ooh, I guess not.
Isn't that three things?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that one? Yeah, well, this is the question.
Yeah,
this
that's...
is the bit they really missed out there, actually.
That's a touchy subject.
Mind you, that was after the White House standby call by an ESPN host over a supremacist remark or something.
Was there really a supremacist remark?
Yes. I don't know. It's like... You know,
they used all these keywords and it's like...
People just stop talking.
Yeah, just stop.
Just stop.
I mean, that's a bit...
Don't talk anymore.
Yeah.
About anything to do with...
Like anything.
Anything that can categorise people into categories, because it just...
Can we sign language on...
We can sign language. Do you know sign language?
Could do.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. The host's reaction, hard to see on radio, but she was slightly...
She was a bit gobsmacked.
Flabbergasted by how that came up in conversation.
Because he's thinking, okay, good, he's talking about, you believe in...
Yeah, because mothers have boobs. So...
Yeah. Not sure it's really, it's like, well, First Amendment.
I was with him for the First Amendment, but then...
Then it went a bit off track.
Yeah.
Because apparently ESPN's getting a bit political, apparently.
ESPN's had a lot of...
As long as they didn't do Richards.
What do you mean they didn't do Richards? Oh! Okay, you're terrible, Mick.
Okay.
just in from the BBC was this...
Hello and welcome.
Well, he eventually got there, and then Pete was watching the Hurricanes again. So
see, Peter could have filled in for him.
He couldn't find the camera for 20 seconds.
No.
He just blew in, did he? He just blew in?
Blew in, yeah.
He just didn't know what camera to look at.
Well, look high when it's red. You talk.
Pete knows.
Stupid. What? He's room to go.
Oh, that's my eyes.
You talk when it's flashing, all right? It says, when it's on, you talk.
CBS saga is still going on. They're butting head-to-heads. Yes, the mega team of Murdoch and Gordon have put up their price of what they want to buy CBS for. $55 million now was $35. Now, also, which the...
You mean Channel 10, not CBS.
Oh, sorry, yeah, buy a channel... They can't buy CBS. That's like a $1 billion company. But I don't think they can afford that.
As long as they don't pay their taxes, they'll be able to afford it.
Well, I don't think they'll be able to buy it still.
Yes, it's a radio.
They won't be able to compete with anyone else. They won't be able to compete with Google. They won't be able to compete with any of these online companies. So it's useless. All it is putting more power into certain people's hands.
Well, Xenophon thought it was good enough to allow it. So.
But we'll just have to wait when they go back to Parliament and see if
it's in October, I believe, right?
Yeah.
But they're giving Community Radio more money, apparently.
Are they?
Well,
yeah. That's part of the package.
It does.
Two.
Yeah, but it's now for 3 years.
Yeah.
But not community television.
That's nothing.
Won't cover Pete's budget.
It's just like regional journalism. They're getting 3 years as well. What's the point of that?
That won't cover Pete's lunchtime budget here. He has extravagant lunches and everything.
He does. He has
they train more people up for journalism, but there won't be as many jobs.
Oh, they use that as a creative... Yeah, right, Mick. Come on.
Now.
Do not believe that.
Rebel Wilson, big story of the week. She has won against Bauer Media for a record figure.
She got a record figure, hasn't she?
Well, apparently she does.
It's the first time.
And all I can say, Rebel Wilson is a fantastic person.
Yes.
Honest, trustworthy citizen.
Such a great woman.
Love Rebel Wilson, full stop. Because she obviously has got very good lawyers. At $4.56 million, the Justice, John Dixon, said it was substantial damages. The magazine had a campaign against the actress that was unprecedented in Australia. I do think the judge might have missed... This mustn't read the magazine very often.
No.
So I think it's quite a regular thing. I'm sure Leighton Hewitt might want to also put a claim in, I suspect. Mm-hmm. Rule that they should receive $650,000 in general damages and $3.97 million in special damages. Quite a good victory in a sense. It means it's going to change the way these magazines work. They have to be more honest and stuff like that.
Well, they should be.
But then again, also, too, doesn't this law just protect the rich? Because if they called us a liar, we wouldn't get $4.5 million.
No.
If they called Bad Nick a liar... Because the way that defamation law works is that to get damages, that you have loss of earnings.
Yeah. And you've got to prove it damaged your character.
And like, obviously, we don't all have Hollywood movie contracts yet.
No.
Oh, I have.
Well, Mick might, but...
Mick's living off those TVS royalties.
Well, maybe he's lost
to a Hollywood car park.
Oh, dear.
Possibly. So, it's huge. It's a huge amount of money. Australia's... Because you know how Malcolm Turnbull was at the football the other day with his grandson getting wasted with his beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely getting troppo.
Well, how dare he enjoy time with his family member?
Mm. Well, hey, come on. The grandkids got to learn how to drink somehow, right?
Yeah.
True blue stuff grandkids. Up Turnbull it is. It's stuff up Turnbull.
Yeah, to be fair, the kid wasn't drinking. He was drinking.
He had a moment with his grandchild.
He might have been drinking milk.
But he was drinking beer, and
apparently,
he was drinking beer.
Yeah, in his baby bottle.
Malcolm Turnbull had the baby bottle.
And he was feeding the child in the footy.
Yeah, okay. And he captioned it as multitasking, which, considering his current ability to multitask running the country, doesn't appear to be that great.
Yeah.
Everything he touches stuffs.
Oh, he's not that bad.
Oh,
he's a republic now, right?
He's allowed to enjoy football with his grandchild.
In charge of the republic, and he lost that. He was in charge of all these other things. He said, the NBN. He said, we'll get it cheaper now. It's around $80 billion now.
The NBN's coming soon.
Hey, the NBN's fine. It works at my place.
Now, the question is, he said, he did make a good point. Why would anyone worry about Malcolm Turnbull having a beer with his granddaughter sitting on his lap? This country is rooted. The gone mad. Then the only thing is, when he went downhill after that point, is that he said, if I brought a live baby on, would I have been accused of being a child molester or a pedophile by all the people who say I'm a sexist and a homophile? I was called a white supremacist the other day.
That's a bit different, but okay.
Yeah, it was going so well. It was like, go Sam Newman, we're right behind you. And then it's like, now you're a white supremacist, homophobe, sexist.
Okay.
Which occasionally
you. That's a combination.
Yeah, but that's a trifecta. That's like, you've won the $1 million.
He could be black supremacist.
Black supremacist?
A black and white supremacist.
Hmm. That's when you pee on the floor.
Not that type of fluid.
No.
Pee on the floor. So I've got my peas here.
I know, we know you got your peas there, Mick. And,
we don't need that joke every hour.
put you with the corns and your carrot and you might have dinner. But nonetheless.
Yeah, peas and corn. Rooted. What do you do when it's peas and corn, though, Mick?
When it's peas and corn?
Yeah.
Oh, you have a bit of pea and a bit of corn and you have a...
And you have a good steak.
Yeah.
You'll be sad.
Yeah. Well, Malcolm's photo did get out there, at least.
I know, and people really had a big sook about it. How dare he have alcohol with... Oh, come on, grow up. And then the Swans
But did the team win? But the team... Did the Swans win or whatever?
No, they lost.
That wasn't... He wasn't at that
people
game.
Were bringing... Oh, it wasn't that game?
I think it was that game. I don't know which game it was that.
Was it that game?
I don't know. We lost the story because it was too right about this baby getting drunk.
Yeah. Drinking beer in the milk bottle.
Yeah.
As long as he wasn't breastfeeding, that's all I got to say. Otherwise, then there would have been a controversy.
Haven't you seen those breast implants where you can stick them on your man and put the...
Yeah, men can do that.
Feed the
breast. No, I haven't seen that, Nick. Oh. Actually, no, I haven't.
There are. They've got like... No. It's like a bra thing, but they... No. Put, yeah, men do.
Why?
I so guess you, if the woman isn't there.
If the woman's like not there, the your man feeds it that way.
Not there. Oh, the woman's not there.
Did you hear this on a vote? No.
No.
Because this is great material.
I didn't read this off the internet.
I reckon this will be the vote. No,
no, it's not.
It will be, though, Nick. Just think of the vote.
My dad said he could breastfeed my son.
And then he's going to wear a skirt. Oh, what's the world coming to?
Oh, he's a Scotsman.
And he's a Scotsman. Oh,
that's why I wear skirts.
Oh.
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors. 100.3
FM. Welcome back to the program. You're here with Glenn, Peter, and Mad Mick and Steve. It is time.
Wow.
For Mad Mick.
Mick has just renovated the whole studio.
Mick has done something incredible.
See?
This has been. The microphones were like wrongly set up for weeks, and Mick has just fixed them.
Mick just turned them around.
Wow. Where did that genius come from?
From madness.
You know why, Glenn? That's why Mick gets his own segments.
That's right.
Things like this.
Oh, sharks.
Oh, okay, sharks. Oh, here we go.
There
okay,
was
here
a,
we go.
There was a
what
shark.
What did the government do to sharks this week?
No.
They're subsidizing sharks.
There was a shark who ground himself onto the beach.
At Manly.
At Manly, yes. And then they put him into, or put her or it into a swimming pool.
He didn't disclose it on the census, no. So.
And did you see how friendly the shark was? Didn't even, people were patting it. The people in there... Swimming with it, just move, touching it, and didn't it?
I won't be petting a shark, Mick.
Oh, so I would.
Shows
would you?
You know, if it was in a pool.
Yeah, sharks are pretty friendly.
What if you're on a surfboard?
No.
They just come up and nudge you and see what it is. That's all
it's
they
like
are.
It's like taste testing you.
And then eat half of it, Mick. Yeah. And maybe take a leg or two.
How do you test something and see if someone's friendly or unfriendly?
Do you talk to them?
I generally don't just pat them on the head because they might take that offensively.
Or take a bite out of them. Like.
Yeah.
But what gets me is...
Like, do you go up down the street and you can just start touching people to see if they like you?
If you do that, you'll be up for assault.
Exactly. So why isn't the shark pressing charges?
More people get eaten. Yeah. More sharks get eaten by people than shark eating people. Vice
That's true, but we
there
kind
was
of...
A big, there was a big...
We kind of think they shouldn't eat us, though, Mick.
Why?
Because we're the supreme
they
race
don't,
of things.
They don't
we're
like
the superior
humans.
Species.
That's why they do a taste test. Mm. But with but sharks, if you want to keep away...
Are you proposing sharks should eat more people?
Oh, yeah. Get their revenge back.
Maybe some people taste nice, some don't.
Yeah, they can have...
It'd be interesting to know what the shark's opinion is.
Yeah.
Like, do they like human or not? Like, they eat a human and go, oh, that was terrible.
They can go to the normal...
A bit of salt would be nice.
Go to the normal takeaway and have chips and humans.
That's their takeaway.
This is great dinner time conversation, Mick.
Yeah.
Like,
but what gets me...
Cannibals will be loving
these
this.
These governments are not thinking laterally or thinking out of the box, of course. There is in a... It's been shown that sharks will run away or swim away from a smell, and the smell of dead sharks, decaying sharks.
They should kill more sharks.
So what they could do, if you're smart enough, is these wax heads, all they have to do is put the scent of shark, dead shark, decaying shark in their wax, and when they rub it on the board, the sharks will smell it and run away. This is typical of a... Even in organic gardening, you can have a bug spray, and the bug spray is made of the pests you don't want, crushed, which are dead, diseased, and breaking down smelly, and you spray it all over your plants, and bugs won't come back to that plant. So it works in organic gardening or in permaculture. So it would work in having to put out nets to stop sharks from biting people. And that shark, which ended up on Manly Beach, went through 3 shark nets to get there.
Wow.
So,
how did they get through?
Shark nets, are they working? No. Are they killing other life forms? Yes.
It doesn't sound like it's working if it went through 3.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Yeah, it's not going to be perfect.
No. But I thought that's what they're there for, to stop that.
Shark scent, but the shark scent is perfect, because sharks will run away from that smell.
They run?
Yeah.
Sharks?
Yeah.
How do they run?
Oh, like street
Haven't
sharks.
You ever seen them play football?
No, I've not ever
they
seen...
They pay for all the...
I've watched the World Cup close, but I've never seen Sharknado participate in the World Cup.
Hmm. You've seen in the NRL, don't we?
Now, what about our old friend Kim Jong-il this week, flying over Japan again?
Oh, there's...
He's just teasing him.
He's just like a big bully, isn't he? Like...
No, he's paid by... He's paid by the Americans to scare the rest of them so they all buy American weapons.
Do you think it's an inside job, mate?
Yeah.
Do you think Dennis Rodman's in on this as well?
Yeah.
Oh, he could be. Because he's the only one that's like allowed in the country.
Yes. Because
He won't be allowed.
I kind of see where he's coming from there. Dennis Rodman's a bit cool.
Yeah, but he won't be allowed in the country anymore.
A big basketball fan.
He won't be allowed in the country anymore because America's put bans on people travelling there as well.
That is, and along with China too, they're going to reduce trade. They're going to stop the North Korean textile industry.
The sanctions.
Which you might be wearing a North Korean shirt right now.
No.
You could be.
This is a made in China shirt.
Whoa. Yes, but that's what's happening. This is the thing that's been doing, and it's really clever. So because they can't obviously put made in North Korea on any shirt, because obviously that's not going to sell well at your local discount supermarket. Like, North Korean clothes? Maybe not. Nobody on my alley. So what they do is the Chinese have been apparently buying North Korean clothes and then changing the sticker to say made in China.
Oh, right.
And then selling it back into other countries.
Oh. Japan used to do that, similar things. They used to have a place called USA, and they used to stamp made in the USA.
That's clever.
Yeah.
We should make... Actually, that's just genius.
That's a good idea.
I might make a play in a court Australia and China. I'll see if I can...
Because we've got Denmark in Australia. We've got Texas in Australia.
We've got Toronto.
Yeah.
Denmark cheese.
Yeah.
Probably be twice the price as normal cheese. So you think it's all... But what about Japan, though? What are they meant to do? Buy the weapons, then?
So they're buying weapons off America big time. Big billions of dollars of weapons.
But China wouldn't want that, though, would they?
Well, what's going to happen is... In the end, the Americans will end up like what they did to cause the Taliban. They were backing the Taliban to fight Russia in
Afghanistan. Well, they were selling them weapons, right?
And what happened?
They sold them to somebody.
Yeah. So what will happen after that? They'll keep firing and firing and firing, and one of the idiots will go, right, we'll fire it back at them. And bang, the whole world's wiped out.
Could happen.
Another cheery way to end your Friday night, Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I didn't know we did time travel. We went from Friday to Saturday.
We do.
In one go.
And also good news this week too, Mick. Apparently, the other shark's coming back.
Sharknado?
No, the other shark.
Greg Norman.
Really?
He's coming back to Australia, apparently.
Does he bite people to test if he likes them or not?
He's not a cannibal, no.
I said bite people.
No.
He doesn't eat them. He just bites.
I don't know what he does, but he bites people. I don't know. That's
a taste test.
Yourself.
Whatever Greg's into.
Whatever it is. I don't think so. He's not been known to be that.
They shouldn't.
How's he going to come back to Australia?
He has to be very careful because they might put some shark nets out to get him.
Well, they might put the ATO out to get him.
Because he's a white pointer.
The ATO. Yeah.
But apparently he might be coming back. Apparently he'll leave business deals.
He's going to play golf?
I think so.
No.
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
Nah, he's retired from golf, I'm pretty sure.
The shark will be back.
Has he
maybe
gone
Manly, he might be in the pool.
Has he gone bankrupt?
Has
he gone bankrupt and they sent him back over here?
No, I think his business is going quite well and he's kind of like might come back to Australia in a couple of years. Actually, the whole story was he's coming back, but not quite yet.
But not the actual reason.
Is that like coming like a comeback that's kind of not quite coming back?
Oh, like Johnny
Young.
John
Fadden did come back multiple times.
And then had like 50 retirement shows.
Yeah. It was like one long farewell.
Same as AC/DC and like all those other bands, yeah.
Anything else, Mick?
The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
100.3.
Welcome back to the program. Before we go.
Movies.
I want to see It. I really want to see It.
Want to see it?
No, like
you really want to see it?
I don't want to see it. I heard it's really good.
No, what is it?
It's based on a Stephen Kong. Stephen Kong. Oh my god.
Stephen Conroy makes movies. Wow, that's the boringest movie ever.
Stephen King.
Any relation to Tim Conway?
No, no.
Corey Bernardi's making movies too.
Stephen King.
Darren Hinch is making movies.
I know a Stephen King, and he doesn't make movies.
Well, this one's
he's an actor. King.
This
he's
one's
an
a
actor.
Famous author that did, you know, The Shining and The Shawshank Redemption and It.
Sells a lot of books.
He's like one of the greatest authors of all time.
But Mick doesn't know this one.
No.
He
did 11/23/63 as well, which was really good. That's really good.
So what's it about?
It's about a killer clown that murders children.
Bring the kids along. This is going to be a great school
holiday
movie.
It's a great children's movie. No, it's not. No, that's what it's pretty much about. It's about a clown.
Wow.
It doesn't really kill her, but he like torments him, and then I guess the kids just disappear. So it's up to left up to interpretation.
So it doesn't kill them, but they
The clown lives in the drain, so he might kid.
What the hell?
It's a horror movie. What do you expect?
It's
not a feel good movie.
Steve, you're talking about horror movie. Horror movies. Of clowns. They were going to bring out these clowns to do the scary things, and the cops said, if you do that, you'll be charged.
Oh, like they were running in the streets.
Come out again. Yeah,
that's right. That was because it was from some movie, wasn't it?
Yeah. But they weren't the clown posses.
No, it wasn't the Insane Clown Posse. It was someone else.
Insane Clown Posse.
But yeah, it's called It. I haven't read the book yet, but I would like to.
Sounds like a terrible movie.
You're not a fan. I'm not a fan of horror movies either, to be honest.
No, I hate all horror, thriller, killing people movies.
I don't like killing in general, but
the views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors. 100.3.
Also reviewing this week too is Apple had their latest event.
Yeah, Apple X.
Oh my god! Here's a review of it. 0 stars.
0.
2 hours to launch a phone. That's the same as the old one.
And it failed.
And 0 stars because
the facial recognition didn't work. And that was a great
plot twist. How embarrassing was that for the head of tech?
The smart gate at the airport also doesn't work sometimes.
Yeah, that's
true. It can't figure out who I am half the time.
Really use their face recognition?
They do already
at the airport.
They let people in the country through smart gate. Obviously not done by Apple, otherwise
they would just let anyone.
Be quite slow.
What about if you're
no
one in? What about if you're Two Face?
Then you do the best side.
Use the best one. what about the idea of having this super expensive phone? Like, that's like a luxury.
Like
phone.
The X, yeah. The do you really need it when you've got 8 and, what was the other one, 8 Plus, I guess it is?
I know.
Do you know they're bringing out a new thing that's called the camera, and that doesn't have a phone on?
Instead of
I've
a camera.
I've got one of them too. I have everything though.
Do you?
I have absolutely everything. I have a camera. I have 3 cameras.
I've got a video camera.
And
so.
My phone, and my iPad.
That's so true. Well, the thing is, I bought the new Apple TV this week, and then the next day they announced the new Apple TV.
I have that many devices.
I'm like, are you kidding me? All right, back on eBay.
And they also talked about the Apple wristwatch.
They did an upgrade for that.
I would not buy that. No, that
I wouldn't go that far. That's a bit silly. And the Google Glass and all that wouldn't go that far.
No, you can play Dick Tracy, because Dick Tracy
goes.
Dick Tracy.
Or you can be like a Power Ranger or something. Yeah.
His phone, he had his...
But he didn't have the shoe phone like Maxwell Smart.
The shoe phone, that would be awesome.
Maxwell Smart, yeah.
I think that's just handy. At the bus stop, I need to ring somebody to take your shoe phone out. That's very official.
And you don't need, like... He never needed a line
The shoe phone might come out, though, because I reckon if you could get, like, the friction to make power, maybe you could charge your shoe phone.
They do have that. They do have that already.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Where?
But imagine if you...
Because your smartphone can't hold a charge.
Imagine if you're trotting a dog shit. You put that to your ear.
I can't hear you. Put on loudspeaker.
God, you stink, love. What do you mean I stink?
Or a cow pad.